Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're talking about Pancho Villa's supposed trigger finger in El Paso. If you're driving through El Paso, you might want to stop at Dave's Pawn Shop. Among signed guitars, letters from serial killers, and other unique antiques, you might see a strange-looking item in the front window, past the outside sculpture of Elvis. I think they're on their fifth or sixth Elvis at this point. Anyway, black and shaped a little bit like a tiny boomerang, a finger sits inside a decorated frame, sort of like a religious relic. A finger in a shop window, complete with a fingernail, would be weird enough. What makes this one weirder is that supposedly it's the trigger finger of the infamous Pancho Villa. Francisco Pancho Villa, also known by other names, was known to be a notorious bandit, killer, and revolutionary in the United States, but to Mexico he is a hero. The claim that the finger belongs to Villa isn't that big of a stretch, as El Paso is also home to Villa's stash house, La Casa Clandestina, which has recently been redone so people can visit. In 1915, U.S. Customs agents seized $500,000 in cash and coins and about $30,000 in jewelry from this home. In 1923, Pancho Villa was killed by gunfire. While he was buried, there's a legend that states later on his body was removed from his grave and, the nice way is put, desecrated. The story is that an eccentric Chicago millionaire wanted a particular piece of Villa. I don't want to think about which one. All I can think about is Rasputin and Napoleon, and I don't want to go into it. Anyway, supposedly during this removal, Pancho Villa's trigger finger was also removed and taken away and put in a type of relic, watched over with complete reverence. Still, there's a lot of claims that the finger is just a gaffe and not an actual mummified finger. There's actually quite a few gaffes in the store on purpose. Dave's Pawn Shop is in its current location and has been there since 1950. Before that, it was located right across the street. The business is a family affair and was originally a military surplus store, but pretty soon when military men returned from war, they started to pawn off items like extra boots just to get a little bit of money. Over time, the business went from surplus to full-time pawn shop. The place has a rumored vampire baby heart with a silver cross, gaffes of chupacabras and Fiji mermaids. Supposedly there was a set of conjoined twins, but I don't know if that's still there. Unfortunately, they also have a wealth of discarded Nazi memorabilia, human bones, and various animal parts, so take that with a grain of salt. They're proud to take in items that no other pawn shop in their right mind would take. The legend goes that one day a man walked in off the street with a black, crooked finger in a small box filled with cotton. For a while, the finger was advertised for sale for $9,500. But today, the finger remains in the window with the price tag gone. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. We hope you enjoyed it, even though it's a little awkward. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.